For your monthly rent to be considered affordable, it has to cost no more than 30% of your household's income. But many households in Harrisonburg don't earn enough to keep up with the cost of housing. As the city's population grows, placing more demand on limited housing inventory, prices go up, leaving some susceptible to losing their housing.
We're now seeing a lot of people who their entire life have been viable and able to sustain their living environment and don't have experience in necessarily being unstably housed.
Shannon Porter is the executive director of the nonprofit Mercy House.
But anybody that's out there living paycheck to paycheck could be susceptible to homelessness these days, particularly if you don't have a lot of family supports around you.
The number of local residents living from paycheck to paycheck is surprisingly high. The United Ways of Virginia published a statewide ALICE report in 2017, analyzing this population. ALICE is an acronym that stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. In other words, the working poor, or those who earn an income level above the federal poverty line, but still struggle to afford basic necessities. According to the report, 26% of Harrisonburg's population lives below the federal poverty line, and another 39% live below the ALICE threshold. That means that nearly two-thirds of Harrisonburg residents have trouble making ends meet.
And I think we all know that housing is one of our challenges here in Harrisonburg.
Mayor Dena Reed has been addressing the lack of housing from multiple angles, meeting with community organizations, zoning administrators, and developers to come up with solutions.
It really hit home to me that there's a lot of our neighbors, there's a lot of our families that are struggling. This is a great place to live, and I want them to be able to afford to live here.
For those that do lose their housing, there are a few shelters and organizations they can go to for assistance. Among them, Mercy House, the Salvation Army Shelter, Open Doors Thermal Shelter from November to April, and First Step for survivors of domestic violence. The Harrisonburg Redevelopment and Housing Authority administers local Section 8 housing vouchers and runs four properties that offer subsidized rents to those who qualify. How many people in our area actually experience homelessness? For one measure, the Continuum of Care, a program funded by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, conducts a point-in-time count each January, in which volunteers go to shelters and known camping areas to count the number of homeless persons in their region. The Western Virginia Continuum of Care, which stretches from Harrisonburg to Winchester and includes the surrounding counties, reported 342 homeless persons this year, up from 304 last year. Rockingham County specifically saw a decrease from 149 to 132 homeless persons. Roger Thompson was homeless for 4 years and now lives in the Housing Authority's newest apartment complex, Commerce Village, which opened in 2015 to house the chronically homeless, medically vulnerable persons, and homeless veterans.
I've been there a little 3 years now. I'm glad to get off the streets, and I'm glad to have, you know, a place that I can go home to and everything.
Thompson was in the hospital being treated for a heart attack when a nurse who knew about Commerce Village helped him file an application. He was accepted as a tenant 2 months later. He remembers the manager showing him around when he moved in.
And she asked me, do you want upstairs or downstairs? I said, I'll take either one.
All four of the Housing Authority's properties are located in the northeast neighborhood of Harrisonburg, a concentration that Mayor Reed would like to change.
People might assume that the northeast neighborhood is public housing, low income. I want to see a more diverse housing, being more diverse within our communities. And so every community, every neighborhood will have some type of affordable housing in that neighborhood so that it's more well-balanced.
Reed says the city council aims to have a comprehensive affordable housing plan in place in 3 years.
I'm pushing for it sooner than that because I think it's something that we have to tackle now, and it's going to take us some time to figure this thing out, so I don't think we have 3 years.
Thompson says that he hopes for more affordable housing in Harrisonburg.
I just wish there's a lot of places like that for homeless people so they can be off the streets and everything, because I've been on the streets and I know what it's like.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.